Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, we talk about the day's news a lot on this program. I'm often responding to the things breaking in the news, but every once in a while, we take the time out to do a special show dedicated to one topic. And that was today's program. Today's program dedicated to cybersecurity, not just national security, but internet sensibilities and how do we protect ourselves and our families and especially our kids from the millions of would-be criminals lurking online. My next guest is the University of Wisconsin-Madison Research Director for the Wisconsin Research Consortium. His name is Dave Shorter. And because Dave's bio is so super impressive, I usually don't spend this much time credentialing my guests, but I'm going to give you a little bit of Dave's background. He is a technologist and strategist. He is an expert. He's part of the UW Speakers Bureau. Again, he is the research director at the Wisconsin Security Research Consortium, home of the Wisconsin Information Security Center. He is an associate director for intelligence and security initiatives. He works to enable and advance initiatives on national security research and in partnership does this work with the Department of Defense and the entirety of the U.S. intelligence community. He also serves as a U.S. Army cyber warfare officer, a signal officer, and a military intelligence officer in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He previously served as an information warfare officer, a cryptologic warfare officer. I don't know if I can say all these big words, Dave. And in the space cadre of the U.S. Navy, this guy knows a ton. And I'm so very privileged and humbled that you are spending some of your afternoon with us, Dave. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. And you can just shorten it by saying I'm a cyber dork.
Cyber. Oh, see, I love people that talk about dorks and wonks because I'm like, I'm a data geek. We can just all shorten it up. Yep.
We can do the Venn diagram of dorks.
Of geekiness.
Geeks and nerds.
Yes. And we all love our Venn diagrams if you're a wonk and a dork. Thank you, Dave, for being here. I know you were listening along to our discussion about sextortion. So I wanted to start, you know, sextortion, it is particularly repugnant as it targets minors, but this is happening to adults. Just a couple months ago, one of my best friend's parents was targeted, I believe, with an AI cloned imitated voice of one of her kids. Mom, I need help. Please send money. And it turned into a $50,000-$60,000. They took this woman for a retiree on a fixed income. Let's just start here real micro and then we'll build out, Dave. If for folks listening, good common sense internet hygiene practices, what are they? And then if people want to engage in sort of more offensive protection of their online information, that kind of thing, take us kind of through the gradations of locking down our internet and online presence.
Yeah. So, you know, the tips to protect yourself are some of the normal things that you hear about on the technical side, like, you know, keep your devices up to date and make sure you install the security updates when they're available. Don't ignore them as you're often tempted to because, you know, that your devices are often asking you to update when you're in the middle of doing something else. So it's very tempting to hit that tomorrow, later button. But take the time to do those things. And, you know, I think even more than that, though, it is don't click links that you get unsolicited in text messages. Don't respond to those, you know, spam texts, you know, Facebook instant messages, the things that you get that are asking you to do something or that are urgently requiring your attention. You know, all of these scams and hoaxes share the same kind of
pattern, traits. Right? These commonalities, urgency, click on this thing, go do this thing, give me information. I jumped.
Yeah.
Getting all excited.
That's absolutely right. They're trying to get you to take action. I think broadly speaking about hoaxes and scams and things like that online, it's trying to get you to do something. And it's usually what that thing is separating you from your money. Mm. Or trying to separate you from your data, valuable information, financial information, or credentials, usernames and passwords, which they're then going to convert into money. So, it's all about that kind of financial gain for the attackers. They often, they do this for, essentially a living. Some of the people who do this are in, essentially forced labor situations themselves. So, it's, sometimes the scammers are themselves victims. And, it's really insidious because you're often dealing with people just like in the, in the situation with John's son, Jordan. These people are in, foreign countries, and where, often if they can scam someone out of several hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars, that is a lot of money. And that is, that's money in the bank for a couple of weeks or a month. And so that's what they do. And, the reason why people keep doing this is because it's successful. Mm. They keep doing it because people keep falling for it, and it's adults, it is kids, it is people who are smart, it's people who have PhDs.
It's a threat. It's a threat for all of us. Sorry to jump in. We got to take care of some business. I got Dave Schroeder with me. He's the UW-Madison Research Director for the Wisconsin Security Research Consortium, a cyber dork. Your cyber questions answered. We talk national security and more about how to secure your family when we come back. 855-752-4842. Got a question? Dave's got answers. Text and phone lines are open. This is the Civic Media.